This is your program, Around Town, is on every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And today we're talking about the reduction in the price of rice and the meeting which was held with rice importers concerning the reduction of $2 and $4 respectively from the bags of rice. And we'll open the lines. Is this scheme working? We want buyers and sellers to call and tell us what your views are. Of course, I have a call on the line right away. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name and where you call from?
I'm Jerome T. Willie, calling from Banabe SP, to be precise.
Jerome Willie.
Yeah, I'm calling from Banabe SP.
Okay, Jerome. How's Badnersville?
Well, Banabe is great. Yeah, when we're on a discussion this morning, listening to you, I did a survey this morning. I went to the school.
Mm-hmm.
We're after the restaurant.
Hmm.
The only thing there is one is 2,150 LD.
Oh, they're going up now.
Right to the market this morning when I went there. And for some of us, for me, for resume, you know, me just full of love. Even when I was coming out with my old man and cook, I was telling him, give me one cup of rice from the cookie.
No.
So for some of us, they are infecting us. You go lay all la bad pigeon, they don't go to the cocoa shop and go buy food. So now you see 100 food that you end up crying.
Oh.
150 food, 200 food, you cry.
Jerome.
So so today I'm going to eat like maybe 400 a day.
So, Jerome, what's your recommendation? Because you went quickly and did a survey for me. That was so nice of you. And and we've been hearing 2,000 for the pink bag, and now you telling me 2,150.
150 this morning.
So don't you think that these people are adding up this price all by themselves? Because everybody got their own price, Jerome.
No, that one, I even like, everybody have their own price to the store. That one, just leave it. Even now, we go out of the store, the other person will get different, but you go to the other person, it's different price.
So what's your recommendation?
So everybody have their own price.
What do you recommend?
Okay, firstly, I want to tell the president, because for us, we are the same people tomorrow, like our own and son. When you're around for campaign, and with the same people you are there for.
Mm-hmm.
So I will cry, you can look, yeah, I will cry. Just how today, finally, is to those that were importing egg in Liberia. Mm-hmm. I think it's better. Tell the people here, because even when U.S. will go up or go way up, you still need to come with the white president. Because, like I said, I listened to the content news on the egg where it was $25 for cartoon. But they put it out to $75 for cartoon. On me radio, I listen, because most of them are always listening to on me radio.
It was 35 and they took it up to 70. So that means, they doubled the price of the egg.
Yeah, and also in the government sued them.
Mm-hmm.
So tell the people, because one, when the guy met the president, he was simple to say, oh, I listen to what he said, where they put all the ball and goose before the price can go up.
Yeah.
So tell the president, oh, we'll do it, but we'll not be saying something. But don't get the first insurance. And president, that's somebody to their talk, because anything that is good, the public is listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's need to say that a common person will say, maybe minister, but it's a while, which means it's a leader. And that's one of the radio stations, but BBC, and I carry that, because so anything the president is speaking, people want to listen to it.
Yeah, Jerome.
So that person to joke with.
Yeah, Jerome. So you are saying that these people, these importers, should have told the man that, the president, they are not ready to drop it because the goods they bought it still in stock.
Yeah, that is true. Our first goods was so one.
So how will we know now, Jerome, when the goods finally finishes? What if they just got about 50 more bags there and then they go and they top it off? You know, we're going to top off here. We top off credit. We top off everything in this town. So then they go and top the rice off and the people rice now finish. How you know that they want the
board? Do give it certain time. It happened. I think you just sit there. Like the last time when they talk about the rice bread, the next one in the rice bread drop.
No, that was doing the Taylor's regime. This is not a Taylor's regime.
Yeah, Taylor's regime. And another thing, do you know the people can eat the rice bag is very empty these days. They can use the web. They can use the web to the rice factory. They can use the web. So there's like everybody rice, the amount of colors will come up. It will come up.
Oh, so are you telling me now that the 25 kg bag is not a real 25 kg bag?
It's not real 25 kg bag.
Oh my God!
I'm telling you, reality. People can use the web. We will live for the red. You know that thing is like the rest that's small. So you end up they can use their finger. After they use their finger, then they will put a web in there. Then the rest will start ripping on the web.
Okay, Jerome, you talk about time frame. You said the importers should have given a time frame when they would be ready to drop the price. What other recommendations do you have?
Firstly, I want to tell the president why the color there based on the information minister and the commerce minister, I want to tell the commerce minister, thank you for why the first thing that he came out. And is that something to joke with? Because one, coming all ready to talk anything, is that something to joke with? Because everyone is listening to it. So I want to tell them, at least if the president, the red spoke, can come back and tell the government or tell the president, oh, soon and so time will be able to do it, they'll be fine. Whether you are red go up or you are red go up, the first days will be dropped.
Okay.
Because some of us, what can if at all, we get like $1. Now when we're going to buy, we'll get before to get US dollar because they will be different.
Okay.
Like $25, now, $25, you get 3,000, so that 150.
Okay.
So you see, so to the point where we if at all are going to buy to the store. And for all, we are few people, so that's the problem.
Okay, so you're calling on the Ministry of Information and the Ministry of Commerce to come and, are you calling everybody back to a meeting where they will be discussing time frame?
Yes, sure. Because even what we're talking about the farming, even the farmer government will not help the whole nation. So it still need to bring people that are bringing rest into the country.
But we got vast land. We have so much land here that if the people are really serious.
I think you want to tell me when they put up the plenty rest, I will not eat rest again on their rest. When the rest will grow.
Cheru, the way you love rest. And you finish telling me.
I want my major food. So for me, I can even tonight, tell me two, I'll go and buy. I tell you, even add a cross there. I want to cross that.
I know. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jerome. Thank you for being a part of Around Town. We have another caller on the line. Good morning. Where you join us from? Oh, no.
Hello?
I can't take your call
unless
please.
Hello?
Get away from your monitor.
Yeah, hello?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, Richmond, Jenny from Lakpati.
Okay, Richmond, welcome to the program Around Town. What's your take on this topic?
Yeah, the topic is the only thing president will come down, and the president said, who or say,
Richmond, if President George Weah gets on the radio and the same way like he said to the rice importers, reduce the 25 kg bag by $2, reduce the 50 kg bag by $4, and still it's not working. So do you think by the president coming on the radio and saying gas price should be this, transportation should be that, haven't you gotten in taxi and then you pay $30 for a distance, you get in another taxi and that very same distance somebody else tell you $20?
Yep. Because when president said that they can't go by it, in the food shop they say half bag of red for $2,150. You see it? So the gasoline to that $450 for 1 gallon. So president getting three more and the three more part they don't want to bring the president down. So that president imposed the law.
So the three months
thing voted for him for, let him impose the law.
The 3 months pass. Okay, thank you, Richmond. That's Richmond Yene. He's asking the president to come and announce prices and then thinks that it will work that way. That's his own way of saying that's his recommendation. The program is Around Town. We're here every Thursday morning at 10 to 11 a.m. Today, we've been looking at the topic, the reduction in the price of rice. We've really been specifically talking about the meeting held with the rice importers, and they agreed to reduce the price of rice, but yet the scheme isn't working. Buyers and sellers are still complaining. Consumers are still complaining. Callers are recommending that the government look at the revenue code and the tariff. Some callers recommended that the Information and Commerce Ministries need to come back and call these people back around the table and discuss a time frame where they will all be comfortable with. Some people are calling, most callers call for the immediate intervention of the government to stand firm in the agriculture sector where we will do our own rice and don't have to rely on others. So join me next Thursday for a fresh edition of this program around town, and we'll be looking at another topic on discussion. My name is Anna Nance. Do have a pleasant Thursday.